really want, if you would please, to imagine that you are the disciples with Jesus. Because that's who we're supposed to be now. I mean, it's how we're supposed to live our lives. So I want you to imagine that as I'm reading, that this is about you. Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send the laborers to work." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. And these are the names of the 12 apostles: Simon, also Peter. Now, as I'm reading, I want you to put your name in here. You know, like Christy. You don't have to be a daughter of anybody if you don't want to. You can just be you. Peter, his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the oldest son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 said Jesus set out with the following instructions: go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter into no town with Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold, no silver, no copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. Greet the house. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Then, as I go on down to verse 24 of chapter 10, a disciple is not above the teacher. One more, maybe. I'm going to do that one, so just hold on. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher. and the slave to be like the master. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before the governors and the kings because of me, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. And I will stop there. We have one of the longest, other than Jesus speaking at the Sermon on the Mount, we have one of the longest passages of instructions that Jesus gives. And he gives it to his followers, to those who have already realized that he is not just another prophet. He is not just another great teacher. That he is, they may not be able to put a word with it, but it's the Messiah. He's the Savior. Now they still don't understand what's going to happen. They never will until after it's all over. But that's not unlike us, because we oftentimes have to go all the way through an experience, get long down the road, and be able to turn back and look at it and say, oh, that's what I learned. We're not always real good at discovering the challenges of the time right now, because we're all so used to fighting them. When we are challenged, we put up our dukes. Why? I don't know. Because we don't like change. Because we don't like things different. Because this is our land and our people and our little. Says who? You? What God say? What Jesus say? Everything you have has been given to you. I understand the concept of earning what you have. Jesus does too. But everything you have, your life, your heartbeat, your face, your hands, your talents were given to you by the Almighty God, and you need to be grateful to the Almighty God. Every day. Not just once in your life or twice in your life, but every day. You don't deserve all this stuff. God gave you and equipped you to use the talents that you've got, to have the things that you do, make the things you do, create the things you do, love the people you do, love the earth. God gave all that to you. Now, he may have come through an inheritance, fine. Who created the people that gave you the inheritance? It may come, 400 years ago, my family was farming on this land. Well, that's great, but who brought your parents, your grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents here to farm that farmland and gave them the good sense to know that's a good place to farm? I think it's settled right here. Well, maybe God did. We are living in a time where we can't figure out if we want to be selfish or if we want to be generous. We're very conflicted people right now. There are a lot of people that when we hit a time of challenge and conflict, fight. But there's another group of people who, when they face conflict, look for solutions that will include everybody involved in the conflict. They don't fight against. They want to find a solution that's going to be good for all, which is, I believe, what Scripture says. Scripture said it is much better for you to look out for your neighbor than for yourself. And if you can't do that, at least treat them as well as yourself. gotta blame. I blame you, and I blame you, and 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 you, because nothing's my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. And I didn't make those decisions. Other people made those decisions, so it's not my fault. Folks, get over it. Everybody take a deep breath in. I want you to get rid of all that harshness, all the anger, all the ugliness, all the sinfulness. This is sinfulness that's in us now. Anytime you are so churned up that you can't stand it, and you're ready to spit fire at anybody you meet, you are clogged. Take a deep breath in. Cleansing Holy Spirit breath in and let out all the yucky stuff. I hope we're physically distanced enough that we can do that. In the midst of what's going on, we as Christians are called to go out and love. We are called to not go out and take all of our possessions and hold them tight to us and say, you can't have any of this. And no, you can't be like me. Why not? If you're a Christian and you're being a Christian teacher, Scripture says, be like the teacher. You don't have to take over, but be like the teacher. Christ was your teacher. And all the ministers that have come before me were like your teachers. Be like them. Be like the ones that resonated with your heart and your soul and told you, yes, this is the way of Jesus. Soften. 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 It's gotten so bad in the world that we need to go back to the very beginning, the basics of faith. Soften your heart. Do not turn a hardened head or a hardened heart to the Lord, the prophet says. For the Lord will let you fall into the abyss. Don't let your hearts get hardened. Make them pliable again. Do you know how much Jesus loves you? Do you know how much God loves you? Do you know how much the Holy Spirit wants to live inside of you and help you feel better? Don't let out there change you. Don't let out there make you angry and all pent up. And, you know, I see people these days and they're walking around like this. They've got enough tension in their neck and their shoulders that they may strangle themselves. Relax. Relax. God loves you. God's going to get you through this. God's going to get us through this. We're here. We're instructed. Our job is to be soft to the Lord. That doesn't make us not strong. Some of the strongest things in the world are soft. They're pliable. But no matter what happens, they will break. Sometimes the hardest substances will snap. God always, Jesus always, the Holy Spirit always calls us to have a softened attitude to the Lord, to the receiving of the Lord, to the working with the Lord. I know. I know. This isn't easy. I know. It hasn't been easy. I know. It's not easy now, and I know it's not going to be easy for a while. But if we don't let barriers form around us, walls, and if we stop putting up our fists and instead put out our hands, God will give us what we need to get through this time. Everything we need. You can be a strong soldier and still be a compassionate human, a loving person, a person that has fun. A person who wants to be around other people and a person that other people want to be around. Let's go back to the basics. Love God with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Love your neighbor, and everyone is your neighbor, as yourself. Go out with nothing but your faith and heal the sick. Raise people up. Walk with them through the difficult times. Tend to the land. Tend to your family. God has not gone anywhere. God is still right here, in your house, in your car, in your soul. Stop putting shells and walls around receiving Him. He's got some awfully good things to share with you. Let us pray. Lord, it's been so difficult not to get angry, not to get frustrated, not to get whatever through this whole thing. And every time somebody changes something, it just upsets us even more. Today, Lord, we ask you to help us be more like the disciples that Jesus sent out, because we are his disciples now. We don't need armor. We don't need weaponry. We don't need walls. We need you. We need to live for you, Jesus. We need to stop fighting and start living for you, living in you, having you live in us again. We got lost in the wilderness, Lord, because it was tough. And it's not easy yet. But Lord, you got a better way for us than what we've been doing. Please help us find that better way. The sweetness and the joy of being your service and the joy of living each day. Thank you for the gifts we have. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is Living for Jesus. We're going to do the first verse. And as you stand to sing, I urge all of you to look inside your heart and just ask the question, are you living for Jesus? Or are you living for someone, something else? What is your mind and your heart consumed with every day of the week? Let us stand and sing.